We are learning Masechta Shabbos, Daf Kuf Mem Aleph Amud Beis, and we are beginning around 10-12 lines from the top, beginning with a line, Tanu Rabbanan. We're continuing a discussion about shoes. Tanu Rabbanan, Lo Yetze Katan, a short person, a small person, should not go out B'minol Gadol, with a big shoe. Why? We're worried the shoe might fall off and it'll come to carry it in Rosh Hashanah. Aval Yetzu B'chaluk Gadol, but he's allowed to walk out with a big shirt. That is mutter to walk out. And what's the reason? Because a big shirt he won't take off. He doesn't want to be walking without any clothing in the street, so he'll never take off even a big shirt. But the shoe, he can walk out barefoot. That's nishkefelach. If the shoe is too big, it falls off, he might carry it to a few amos or walk without shoes. Another halacha, it hates the isha of a middle merufet. A isha should not go out with a torn shoe, because maybe one of his her friends will see her and she'll be embarrassed and she'll take it and carry it home. But you can't use it for chalitza, even though it's a shoe that can be used for men. Men would wear the shoe, but still you can't use chalitza. But if you do it, b'di'avad it works. B'di'avad it works because in ma'aseh it does cover most of your foot, and in ma'aseh it's called a shoe. Even though a lady would be embarrassed to wear it, it's still enough b'di'avad for chalitza. V'ein yoytzev minol chadash. Another halacha is you can't wear a brand new shoe on Shabbos. Be'ezem minol amru, which type of new shoe? Be'minol she'isha, a lady's big shoe that's brand new, you're not allowed to go out with it on Shabbos. Why? Because it might be too big, and the lady, if the shoe is a little bit too big, she'll be makban it. The man will walk out with a shoe that's too big or too small, but a lady will not. Therefore, you cannot wear a brand new shoe. You don't know if it fits yet. You can't. Isha cannot wear that out on Shabbos. Tanei ba'kabar l'shonos liyotzav shalachas. Only if you never wore it before. Mabay diyom erev Shabbos. Al yotzav erev Shabbos. If you already wore it erev Shabbos, mutter to go out on Shabbos. Why? Because she already knows by now the size. She knows if it fits or not. So I think more about a sugya from Muksa. Shmaka sugya. Tanei chad. We have one brayse that says like this. You had the shoe. The shoemaker was making a shoe. And when he lets it dry and gets the form of a shoe, he puts it on a form, like a wooden form of a shoe, and he puts the leather on top of it, and it sits there until it's completely dry. So this shoe was almost dry, but it was still on the form. So it's a machloikis in a braisa. You're allowed to take the shoe off the imum, that's the shoemaker's form that he puts the shoe on. But tiny idach, in shemte, another braisa, you're not allowed to take it off. So what's the pshat, a stira to braisa? It's like kasha. It's the Talmud Chagos or Lezer Rabbanon in Masechtas Kelim. Ha Rabbi Eliezer and Ha Rabbanon. The Tanai, we'll look at the Mishnah. Minol Shalgavi Imam, a shoe that's still on its form. Rabbi Eliezer Matar, let's hold it's not a Kabbal Tumah yet, because it's not a shoe yet. Until it's ready to be taken off, and it's taken off already, Kozman is still drying, it's not a Kli, and it's Tar. V'chom Matam, v'chom hold that it's Mekabal Tumah. Why? Because it's ready, it's ready, it's finished. This wasn't taken off the form, but it's finished. It's called a Kli already. And therefore, he holds his tummy. Zok, the Gemara, that's pshat on two brises. The brise says you let it take the middle off, holds like Rabbi Yeh, like the chum, holds tummy. That means it's a kli. Therefore, on Shabbos, it's a kli. You let it take it off. But according to Rabbi Yeh, it holds, it's not a kli, so it's a muksa. Therefore, ain shemtim. Now, the problem is, what about when you take off the shoe off the form, you have to pull both of them. So how you let it move the form? Isn't the form muksa? So Gemara says, "Hani chalarava." We had early on in the Masech, a few 20 blad ago, in Parakol Kalim, Daf Kuchah Gimel and Kuchah Dalid, that Mchalik is Rava and Abaya. Rava holds Klishin Lachta Leisir, and that's what we pass in. You let it move Ben Sarach Gufay and Sarach Mekayim. That means Sai if I need it for its own use, or Sai if I need the place. According to Rabaya, he holds, and Rabba also holds like that. The Pashas Abaya holds that Daf Sarach Gufay is Mutav, but Sarach Mekayim is Asim. So here, the imum, I need the place of the imum. Why? I need the place of the shoe to put my foot in there. So according to Rava, I can take the imum out, even though it's a klis machla isser, it's made for a shoemaker. But since it's mutl tzarech, mekayim, I'm allowed to take it out. But according to Abaya, how are you allowed to take out the form? Hanicha Rava dama dava shmachla isser, bein tzarech gufoy, bein tzarech kaim mutter, shafi, you understand good how you can take the form out of the shoe. That a klis machla iser is also tzarech mekaymoi. My eklemei, what are you going to say? Hey, let's take this out. And for the Gemara, hachem ayeskinon berafui. We're talking about that you didn't have to move the form. All you have to do is pull a shoe and it came right out off the form. You didn't touch the form. You didn't metal the form. Maybe talk about sabbat. It's mutter tzarech tovah mutter. And therefore, it is mutter to take the shoe off, according to the Madiyama holds it's a kli, according to Chamim, aye, the imam? You're not touching the imam, according to Abaya. You're not touching the imam. And the Mamiz Araya to Abaya, the Tanya, Ruda Imer, im ha'yu rafui mutter, that's only mutter if it's rafui. So you see, Clara has to be rafui, can you take it off? So now the Gemara says, oh, we have a price for Rabbi Huda, which is Araya to Abaya, that's why rafui. It sounds like a kasha on Rava. Taima, the rafui. Haloi rafui loi. It's mashma, but would not be loose. You know, I'll take it off. Why not? Must be because, and must be. Why? Because it's not. It's muksi in alamu. It's charach mukayma. So honey, chavai doma doma charach lesa charach guvim mota charach mukayma asa. Shaper, it's good. El rava doma bein charach guvim charach mukayma moti lada move the klis charach lesa. Mayi rafu. Why are you saying that? Because it's loose. I feel loy rafu nami. If it's not loose, also you should be able to take it off because klis charach lesa is mota charach guvim mukayma. So we're asking cash from Rabbi Yehuda. Tosis points out it's arrived from here. The Rabbi Yehuda's machmer muksa still holds. That klishim lach leisa is muto tzargufoy mekaymai. The last Tosis here in the parak speaks as that mekan raya. The Rabbi Yehuda shari don't lach leisa tzargufoy tzar mekaymai. Like upon the question is be rava. What's pshat? What's pshat? And Rabbi Yehuda says it has to be rafi. Why does it have to be rafi? Chayy let him move tzarach mekaymai. And for the Gemara, that's a different reason. Ahi Rabbi Yehuda mishum Rabbi Yezahu. That is going. Rehuda is going according to Rabbi Yezah holds that the Mishnah holds the Mishnah Kalim that really a shoe is not complete and it's muksa. The Tanya mishum Rabbi Yezah am hayurafi mutter. The pshat is like this. No, the really levadi to take the form out. Why does it have to be rough for you? Because if it's not rough for you, then it shows that it's not nigmar, it's not a shoe yet. But if it's rough for you, then even Rabbi Yezem Sechas Kalim will be masking that it's a kli. Why? Since it's ready to take off, it's ready loose, it's ready to take off. Avada, it's called a kli, it's called a shoe already. So that's why he needs rough for you, because he's going to Rabbi Yezem holds it's muksa, and rough for you is helping that the shoe is not muksa because the shoe is loose, the shoe is finished, and that is the reason why it has to be rough for you. But of course, the gabi the imam, the gabi the form, it's muta to take it out. According to Rava, it's not a kash from Rabbi Yehuda, because Yehuda is going to Rabbi Yezem holds that's muksa, and the only reason why it's not muksa is because it's rough for you. Hadun Allah, Perek, Toilim, Belin Edda, for those that finished it. Zok, a brand new Perek. Perek Neutel. Perek Neutel starts off back with the Sugis of Muksa. As a klal, Reiva Mestekla Shabbos is about Haitzah and about Muksa. Those are the two most discussed topics, Negea Shabbos and Mestekla Shabbos. Muksa and Haitzah. So we're going now back to Muksa Sugi right now. Zok the Mishnah. Noito odomas benoy vevim yodai. Even halacha is a stone is muksa. Muksa gomer. Your son is holding a stone and you want to pick him up. You want to pick him up. And, you know, you give him a hug. You want to pick him up. He's holding a stone, holding a piece of muksa. Zok the Mishnah, you're allowed to do that. Noito odomas benoy vevim yodai. And we'll see the limitations to this halacha in the Gemara. You're allowed to pick up your son with muksa in his hand. Vichakala vevim masaychi. You're also allowed to carry a basket if there's a stone inside it. We'll see also limitations to that halacha. Umetaltam chuma tameya imatayra v'machulin. If you have chuma tameya, which is muksa on Shabbos, you let a metaltla together with chuma tahira, or together with chulin. Rabbi Yehuda ima af malnes of adumav echameya. Who says another halacha? The halacha is, if chuma falls into 100 chulin, it's batal. But it's still halacha. Even though it's batal and everything's mutter, you still have to take out one sa'ah from this. It was 100 sa'ah. You take one sa'ah and give it to the kohen. And the rabbanan d'gedim, we don't want to hefsid, we don't want to make the kohen lose out his truma, and now it became batal, so you have to take out one. And until then, you're not allowed to eat it. So it's really a shayla masakin. So Rav Yehuda says, it's mutter. It's not a problem of masakin, and we'll see in the Gemara why. Zok the Gemara vayt. First, the Gemara is going to bring halacha, and then the Gemara is going to ask from the first halacha in the Mishnah, on Rava. The first halacha of the Mishnah was that the person is allowed to carry his son with a stone in his hand. So first I'm bringing out Rava's halacha, which is about Haitzah, actually. And then we'll go as a kasha from our Mishnah of Shiloh of Muksa. Omar Rava, Hoitzi Tinuk Chai, someone carried out into Shishar Rabim a live child. The Kis Tal Mitzavari. And the child is carrying a wallet. This wallet, is the child's playing with it. And it's his like toy wallet. It's a good wallet, but it's a toy. It's a wallet that he's playing with. Halacha is yichayiv mishum kiss. Yichayiv itzah on the kiss, and not for carrying out the child. But the tinnik is meis. The tinnik is dead. The kiss toler savari still has his wallet with him. Part of him everything. And the Gemara explains tinnik chayiv kiss toler savari. If you carry out a live child with his wallet with him, chayiv mishum kiss. Chayiv on the wallet. For itza, break the marvel chayiv damashem tinnik. Why you chayiv for carrying a little baby, carrying this son, the boy? So the marvel Rava Rav Nosson sphere lay. Rava also Rav Nosson. I'm a chay noisets atzma. He's going to Rav Nosson hold the chay noisets atzma, and therefore it's not a problem. There's no chayiv to carry. So Rav Nosson says, "No chayiv to carry a child." Agav, if you remember the Gemara before, the sugi of chay noisets atzma. There the Gemara said the kuliyama is moida by a person's chay noisets atzma. Whole case by behema. So Tosfos over there deals with the Shiloh And he says maybe here we're talking about a tinnik that's very young, it's like a behema, but it's a big tumul. Balak upon him, it may be more saying Rav Chlimel, so whatever it is, either way it's a kasha, but like upon him we're saying Rava holds that's chayinus asu, you're not chayin for the tinnik. Freit the Gemara, if that's the case, levata kisagari tinnik, why isn't the toy wallet bottled to the tinnik? Didn't we learn? If you take out a chai b'mita, if you carry out a live person in the bed, on that mishnah before of the sugi of chai nesasvi, it says you carry a live person on his bed. Pata afal mita, why? Shamita tefela loy, because the mita, the bed, is bottled to the person. So here also, why don't we say the kiss is bottled to the tinnuk? So why chai for the tinnuk? So the Gemara mita legabi chai mevati loy. A mita to the chai is bottled because it's helping the chai carrying the chai, so it's tuffled to the chai. The kiss is not bought to the tinnik. It's not helping you with the tinnik, the kiss. It's a separate entity. And the kiss I want also, it's chashuv also. It's not bottled to the tinnik, and therefore it's not bottled. The meat is bottled because the meat is just like a handle to carry the chai. The kiss is not a handle to carry the tinnik, it's a separate entity, and that I'm makbaran also, and therefore it's no chayna satsbaran kiss, and therefore you chayiv on carrying the kiss. Let's finish up Rava's memra. It says, tinnuk mace, the kiss tol of its havar, right? It's part of it. It says if the kiss, the tinnik has died and the kisses are hanging on the sover, you're potter for everything. L'chayim shem tinnik. Why not chayim shem dead tinnik? So my rabbi kav shem shvilei. Don't come lachos shetiru guva by the lachos is on lachos shetiru guva is potter here. Taking the mace out to take the tumma out of the house or the bury him is called lachos shetiru guva because I don't really need the site, so I'd rather never happened, and therefore you're potter. And Rashi speaks out. Okay, you're potter for the mace. Why not chayim for the kiss? Why is the kiss bottled? He says here the kiss is bottled to the child. Why? Because since he's so distraught that the child was nifter, he doesn't even want to use the tinnik. He's mevatel the tinnik. He doesn't want to use the kiss. He's mevatel the kiss, and therefore there's no haitza on the kiss. Taisa says a little different pshat. Taisa says the pshat is that it's a melachos shein tzirich legufa on the kiss. Balka upon him. Either way, we're saying that Rav is saying if you take out tinnik chai, we're chayinus asma yichayiv on the kiss. The second case is part on both. But the problem is going to be the first halacha of Rava. Rava said that if you carry out a tinuk, it's ke'ilu with a kiss, a tinuk chai with a kiss in his hand, it's ke'ilu I'm chai fayitza on the wallet. Why? It's ke'ilu I'm carrying the wallet. So the kash is, you're carrying your child with muksa in his hand, the halacha is mutter. What do you mean? Why is it mutter? It's like I'm carrying muksa. It's like I'm making hayitza on the kiss. Here I'm carrying muksa. I'm carrying the stone. And for the Gemara, you're right. You're not allowed to carry your son with muksa. Why here's a muta? I'm Raviyana. Everything's just like a guma aviv. Here we're talking about that the child is playing with his toy and he's not going to leave it go for anything. And if you don't pick him up, he's going to get sick. Almost mamish sakonis of fascist. Not sakonis of fascist, Rashi says not sakonis of fascist, but he's going to get sick. His pashas is going to get sick. But Malkam Choyli, we allowed him to, the father, with Taltal Muksa. Vada, it's called Taltal Muksa when you carry your son with muksa in his hand. Why is a mutter? Because the kid doesn't want to drop the muksa, and the kid will get upset, very, very upset if you don't pick him up. If you don't pick him up, he'll get very upset, and therefore, you're allowed to pick up the child with the muksa in his hand. But Rav is saying, Avada, that it's called your maisa. That's why chayav fayitza. If that's the case that we're talking about here, that there's a chayli over here, and that's why we're allowing him to carry the muksa indirectly. So, Mayer Evan, why only a stone's mutter? I feel a dinanami. The loch is revived by he's carrying money, or should be mutter. Alama, Amar Rava said, Leishonu Ella Evan, Aval Dinna Asa. Rava said, you're not allowed to carry a child with a dinner in his hand. So, what's pshat? What's pshat? If the vart is he's getting sick, and that's why we allow tiltal, so why can't you carry him with money in his hand? So tomorrow, even enough a stone that falls on his hand, you're not gonna go pick it up. Dinner enough money that falls out of his hand, the father's gonna pick it back up because he doesn't want to lose the money, and therefore it's a chash now that he'll come to hitza, which is a malacha biyadayim, might be even deraisa there because of gaguim. We did not allow him to carry it. Bishlam the Evan, we allow him. It's only shaila muksa a mukas shloi biyadayim that we allowed in a case where there's gaguim, but dinner we did not allow if it was gaguim. God Tosis on a base speaks what's the ihachi that it's only because of gaguim you have this kasha. Anyway, you have this kasha. What's the difference in Evan and dinner? So I and Tosis that explains pshat. The Gemara is going to end off with a brisa that brings a raya to Rava that your maisa, even though it's indirect, you're holding, someone else is holding it, it's considered your maisa. I'll bring a raya from the end of this brisa to be a raya to Rava. Tanya kavasei de Rava. The halacha is like this: Hamoitzi kelev, someone who carries out his clothing mukopalim, it's folded, it's on his shoulder, and he's holding his shoe in his hand and his ring in his hand, in his fist. Chayiv, chayiv, because it's not derech levisha, therefore you chayiv for haitzah. But if you're wearing it, then it's potter. It's not. That's not a haitzah. What about hamoitzi odam kelev lov? You're carrying a person and he's wearing his clothing. V'sandlov v'raglov, he's wearing his shoe. V'tavas v'yodav, and he's wearing his ring. Potter. Then you potter. On the person you potter, chaynes is asmai, and the begadim, since he's wearing it, is both to the person. But it's mashma ve'ilu hoitzim k'may shehein. But if you picked up a person who was holding his clothing, yechayiv. The person carrying the person is chayiv. So you see, like Rava, that even though you did not directly carry the clothing, if you carried a person holding clothing, you will be chayiv for itzah. So it's a raya to Rava that it's considered your maisa.